Meanwhile, Philippa Hitchin is on her fifth day to Bethlehem with the Holy Land Coordination Group, which comprises bishops from Europe and North America, hosted by the Latin Patriarchate in Jerusalem. The visit includes trips to local parishes and church institutions to show solidarity with Christians in the land where Christ was born.
Normally, the visiting bishops meet with religious and political leaders here in the Holy Land in their effort to support local Christians, but also to press for a just peace between Israel and Palestine. This year, with Israel at war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip, political meetings are largely out of the question, so the visit has been firmly focused on learning more about how the local churches are ministering to an ever-decreasing Christian population and trying to provide a vital witness of peace and reconciliation in this region of increasingly bitter conflict. On Tuesday afternoon, we visited the flourishing seminary at Beit Jala, run by the Latin Patriarchate, which is currently training 82 men for priesthood and ministry in Israel, Palestine, and Jordan. The rector is Monsignor William Chomaly, who told me more about the many challenges facing the church in this extended diocese.
Many of our seminarians come from Jordan. Jordan is a quiet country, much security. Palestine is not a quiet country. So the parents of our students are afraid to let their sons, especially in the junior seminary, come here. Other challenges? Yes. Our Christian community is very small, very tiny, and many families left or are leaving the country. Third challenge I mentioned for the seminary is to teach theology in a foreign language. This is a real challenge because if we stick only to Arabic, we would live in an intellectual ghetto where we read only Arabic books of theology. And Arabic books of theology are very few, in fact. So we need to be open to any Anglo-Saxon or especially Latin language where we can allow, where our students are allowed or, to have access to all this richness.
Pope Benedict is hoping to visit Jordan, Israel and Palestine later this year, an event which Monsignor Chomaly sees as fraught with the potential for political exploitation. But like the Christian presence here, he says a papal visit can also bring with it crucial signs of hope and a call for peace and pardon between two peoples who have seen little but fear and violence for the past 60 years. In Beit Jala with the Holy Land Coordination Group, I'm Philippa Hitchin.